Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents Friday Barnes 12 Collision Course, written and narrated by R.A. Spratt, all rights reserved. We at Penguin Random House Australia acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the traditional custodians and the first storytellers of the lands on which we live and work. We honour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' continuous connection to country, waters, skies and communities. We celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, traditions and living cultures, and we pay our respects to elders past and present. To the fans, thank you for everything. It's 10 years since I first started writing about Friday Barnes. The 8 and 9-year-olds who read the books when they first came out are now grown-ups. Sometimes, when I'm doing a presentation, I look up and wonder, who are those sophisticated young people sitting at the back, and why are they grinning at me? And then I realise they're Friday Barnes fans. They went to Highcrest Academy too. They helped Friday solve her mysteries. They raced across the polo field on horseback with Ian. They were there when Binky won the potato race, when Melanie revealed her great gift for archery, and when Friday got stuck on a cliff face with Ian. They have been a part of this whole world. It is amazing to me that anyone pays any attention to me at all, but to have so many young people enjoy these books over so many years is just wonderful. There is so much joy to be had in storytelling. I'm very lucky to have this very strange job. Thank you for a wonderful 10 years. Previously in Friday Barnes. Friday and Ian were with Uncle Bernie and Agent Okeke. They had just emerged from a Paris police station after a long day of chasing art thieves when Melanie met up with them. "Come on," said Uncle Bernie. "All this talk of pizza is making me hungry. I'll take you all for dinner." "Wait right there!" A man in a grey suit and two uniformed police officers surged out of the building. The man grabbed Friday by the shoulder. "Freitag Barnes," he said. "Yes," said Friday. Her birth had been registered in Switzerland and her father was incompetent, so the German word for Friday, Freitag, was what was written on her birth certificate and passport. "We need you to come with us for questioning," said the man. "What for?" demanded Bernie. "I'm not going anywhere," said Friday. She was starting to panic. She did not like the look in the officer's eyes. They were holding back. There was something going on that they wanted to keep from her. The man in the suit nodded to one of the uniformed officers. "Then I'm arresting you," said the man. Friday gasped. The next moment, the uniformed officer had stepped behind her and snapped handcuffs onto her wrists. "What for?" repeated Bernie. "Conspiracy to commit an act of treason," said the man, "and conspiracy to provide military secrets to a hostile regime."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?